community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Karen Eastall. Is that, have I pronounced that right?
You have, yes.
See, it's unlike me to pronounce it right.
Although I have just got married, so...
Have you?
Yeah, that's my...
So you're confusing the hell out of me now, aren't you?
Hobbs, then. I can be Hobbs.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Oh, no, I spell Hobbs. So, Karen Eastall, you're the owner and the dance teacher of Dreams Theatre School.
Yeah, I am.
Now, you've got a few of these. I've seen a few about. Whereabouts are they?
We've got one in Shenfield.
That's the one I've seen.
Yeah, one in Romford and one in Chelmsford.
So, you must have been doing this for years.
I have, all my life.
So what possessed dance and sort of theatre school?
Just because I enjoy dancing and singing.
Are you insane? you got to be as fit as anything, haven't you?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, no, you have to do the job because you're doing this day in, day out.
I mean,
the students turn up and take a class.
Yep.
I mean, years and years and years ago, I used to be a dancer. I used to dance down Pineapples in Covent Garden. And they turn up and do the dance.
Yeah.
But the person taking the class has to be 3 times fitter than anybody else, because that's what you do for a living.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Do you train, or do you just dance now?
Just dance.
That's enough, is it? Yeah. It just keeps you going. So you've been doing that for 10 years with the Dreams.
In our 10th year this year.
And how's it going down there?
Really good.
Well, it must be. You've got 3 of them going. It's doing all right now,
isn't it? Yeah, going really good.
How many students do you train?
There's about 90.
90?
Yeah.
You must have the patience of a saint.
They're all good, though.
Oh, can you imagine? They're fantastic. Bless. <Yeah. laughs> So is there 90 at each school or 30 at each school?
30.
30 at each school. So 90 in total.
Yeah.
And do you do classes for all 3 different schools? Or?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, the dancing. I teach the dancing at each different school.
Okay.
And I've got a singing teacher and a drama teacher.
So now the drama is a different, completely different discipline altogether.
Yep.
Who's the drama teacher?
Nadine.
Very good.
It's very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And how are you? Do you do all the... Don't forgive me now, all right? But I've only ever seen this on the TV. Do you do this sort of thing, which it sounds really weird when you see it, it looks weird and it sounds weird, but when you work with a few actors, you understand why they have to do it. Right, you're a tree now and you're in the wind. Do you do all that?
Not too much of that, no.
No, you don't. It's more the conversational and facial expressions and reacting and...
Yeah.
Because everybody looks at an actor and go, oh, I can do that. But they can't.
No, it's harder than you think.
They can't. People make themselves look like complete pillocks when they try to emulate what these people do for a living.
Yeah.
Notoriously, it's a very, very, very difficult trade, as in the dancing trade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work.
It is an incredibly lot of hard work. But you're turning on the lights with us. Well, you're doing a small cabaret. Should we call it a cabaret on Saturday?
You can do.
We'll call it a cabaret.
We will, yes.
Yes. You're doing it on Saturday, 1:20. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on the main stage, aren't you? Turning on the lights with us all. And we've got some of the girls with us. Afternoon, girls.
Hi.
Oh, it's the quietest I've heard you. Oh, you've been here half an hour. It's the quietest I've heard you. So, I'm going to point at you, and I want you to shout your name, especially the ones at the back, otherwise we won't hear you. Ready? We'll start there.
Maisie.
Scott.
Leah.
Jenna.
Emma.
Emily.
Maisie.
Katia.
Lucy.
Lizzie.
Now, you've got 2 Maisies.
Yeah.
Are you copying each other? I think you are there. Is it Maisie A and Maisie B, or do you change your name? Because it gets quite confusing.
Maisie B.
Maisie
Baker, yeah.
I'm psychedelic. Now, you're going to sing a short piece of one of the songs that you're going to sing for us in full on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll let you, Karen, take over now and direct them.
Yeah. Okay, you ready, girls?
Yeah.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
But you didn't have to cut off.
Make it like it never happened and that we were nothing.
And I don't even need your love.
You treat me like a stranger and I feel so rough.
No, you didn't have to stoop so low.
Have your friends collect your records and then change your number.
I guess that I don't need that though.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Fantastic. I think that deserves a round of applause.
Woo!
Girls, that was really, really good. I'm pleasantly surprised here. I really am. Fantastic. So do you enter competitions with a girl? Dance competitions?
Yeah, these girls belong all in our Glee team.
Oh, I watched that a couple of times. Oh, I like that.
You like Glee?
I do like that. Yeah. Don't tell anyone now, but I do like it. It's not for a bloke to say, is it, Rick?
No. And we entered last year into the Jack Petchy Glee Club Challenge.
Right.
And we got down to the semi-finals.
Oh, really?
But this year, we're through to the final.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Are you all in it?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
And there's a couple of them missing as well. There's another four.
Now, what happens in the Jack Pesci competitions? Is it just acting or is it just singing?
Singing and dancing.
Oh, it's singing and it's a full repertoire, shall we say. Yep. I've got me coming out with the words now. So, when's that taking place?
On the 6th of December.
So, it's looming.
Yeah.
There's a rumble in the jungle down. Well, girls, I'm going to see you again on Saturday because myself and Tony are going to be working the main stage, so we'll be bringing you on and off the stage. I really, really, really wish you the best of luck for the 6th of December. Fingers crossed that you're going to walk away with it this year. Does that be good?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it a big trophy or...?
I don't know.
No. I think you win a cash prize and then you can spend it on equipment for your school.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. What sort of equipment do you get involved with? Do you need it?
We could do with some microphones, some head mics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're expensive.
Yes.
They are very, very than the handheld.
Yeah.
Because you need the quality and it's going to be tiny with that.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed. What's the first prize, by the way?
I think it's £5,000.
Really?
I think I've probably got that wrong. I'm sure.
That'll do it.
Yes, and that will fine.
You'll get five mics for that.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Fantastic. Well, girls, I really do wish you all the best for the competition coming up on the 6th. And are you going to be there on Saturday?
I will be, yes.
Marvellous. We'll see you all on Saturday then.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.